USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Day two of deliberations continue as jurors decide the fate of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. Chauvin accused of killing George Floyd last May. He's charged with second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and manslaughter. The White House again calling for peaceful protests after the verdict is reached in the Derek Chauvin trial in Minneapolis, regardless of the outcome of the trial.
Our focus, as we are working with state and local authorities, is on providing the space for peaceful protest, regardless of what the outcome of the verdict is.
That's White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. Not getting enough sleep during the middle age years may put a person at higher risk for dementia. A study published today in the journal Nature Communications found people who didn't get enough sleep in their 50s and 60s may be more likely to develop dementia later. USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144, 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.